with Vincent Wallen. We're joined now by Nick Ashmore, Chief Executive of the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland. Nick, you're the state agency effectively that channels and manages up to five different competitively priced loan schemes through the retail banks here. Many of them revived or started this year to deal with the challenges of Brexit and COVID, of course. A lot of criticism that small businesses at whom they're targeted haven't been taking them up. One, because they want grants rather than loans, and two, because the process is too bureaucratic. How has the take-up been in the 3 months up to August?
Morning, Vincent. I think the criticism is misplaced. We've seen good take-up on these loan schemes. We've seen over 1,000 SMEs sanctioned lending under the scheme since the start of the crisis. We have two schemes that have been in action since then. The COVID Working Capital Scheme has seen over 100 million sanctioned to over 800 SMEs. And on the long-term investment, the Future Growth Scheme, we've seen over 300 SMEs sanctioned with over 80 million euros. So there is activity there. And we work very hard to keep the bureaucracy on these schemes down to an absolute minimum. We have a very simple form for eligibility. It is completed in minutes, submitted and returned within 48 hours with an eligibility code. So after that, it's no different from really any other loan application, except in many cases, the businesses aren't required to provide security. In terms of what businesses are looking for, these supports are part of a broad suite of measures brought forward by the government and really encapsulated in the July stimulus plan. So you have also supports for equity. Enterprise Ireland has equity and grant-type facilities with a sustaining enterprise fund. The local enterprise offices have grant schemes for digitization and forward planning. And then even for larger businesses, you have the Ireland Strategic Investment Fund with its $2 billion scheme for and debt investments.
Getting back to your own loan schemes, obviously those 3 months during the summer were critical, Nick, in terms of businesses needing working capital, needing to plan how they dealt with the epidemic over a number of years. And just over 1,000 SMEs drawing down loans of up to 180 million seems pretty small in the overall scale of SMEs here.
I think it is quite significant. It's also been a period where we've been working hard to bring other schemes to the market as well. We've also recently launched the $2 billion COVID credit guarantee scheme with the government in the last couple of weeks now. It's early days in terms of bringing that to market, but we're already seeing demand for those loans. And we're also seeing a whole raft of new potential delivery partners come forward under that scheme as well, who are working to bring them to the market right
now. Isn't it a fair criticism that the principal banks, the retail banks, seem more enthusiastic in marketing and pushing out those credit guarantee loans because the government is taking 80% of the risk? They may not have been as enthusiastic in marketing some of your other loan schemes.
I think that criticism is misplaced. What we've seen with the Brexit loan scheme, which was a previous scheme prior to this, there was muted demand, but I think that was also related to the base that it was a relatively short-term loan, but also that it was focused on Brexit, which has been the hardest thing to pin down. There is for the last 4 years, so it's been a period of real uncertainty for SMEs. SMEs are also, careful about borrowing decisions, especially in the middle of a crisis. So we have seen good interest. We've also seen some SMEs that have gone into the application process and are still working their way through that. And some SMEs that are still waiting to see, so they may have got their eligibility codes and they're preparing their application, but they still haven't moved forward to actually apply or draw down loans. So one of the key messages we have at the moment is that some of these schemes are time limited. The new COVID credit guarantee scheme has an end date at the end of the year. So it's really important that SMEs do get out there, look at their borrowing requirements and get in their applications as quickly as possible. And to that end, we've just launched a new product wizard on our website. So you can go to the website, put in a few details of your business, and it'll help you find the way to the right loan scheme within the overall product suite.
Do you think that initiative is going to be a help? Because, whether it's actual or not, the perception is that bureaucratically it has been difficult to access these loans, that they've got to go to you first and then to their bank. That's some sort of a ready reckoner and an easy channel on your website will be a help.
I think it definitely will be. And also, we have a support line available. So if there's any issues with the loan form at our end, we can get them resolved very, very quickly. And if for instance, someone submits a loan form with a missing piece of information, we're straight onto the phone to them to get that corrected and still get the thing turned around within that 48-hour period. But it is important to note also with the new COVID credit guarantee scheme that the application process is straight to the bank. So in that case, we've removed that eligibility step as well.
And Ulster Bank is one of the banks channeling that credit guarantee scheme. News this morning that it may be wound up over the next 6 years, Nick. Obviously, that wouldn't have an immediate impact on your loan schemes, but it would be a pity to see one of the retail banks here in terms of competition and access to customers being wound down, wouldn't it?
Well, Ulster Bank has been a partner of ours from the very beginning, but we don't comment on individual loan lenders, and we're quite careful about that. So the SBCI's mandate is very much to support SMEs first and foremost, and that's our primary objective throughout all of this. But we also have a role to support and drive competition, and over the years we've worked with 11 different frontline lenders, and we're just set now with this new COVID credit guarantee scheme to add a whole raft more of those because we've had an open call for participating lenders. So driving competition is not easy in a small market, but it is something we're very focused on.
Okay, Nick Ashmore of the Strategic Banking Corporation of Ireland, thanks for joining us. And as Nick says there, go on to